Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is an outstanding guest. We've talked to him multiple times. The police chief of St. Cloud, Blair Anderson, is with us. Really a stunning story took place in St. Cloud yesterday. 9-hour ordeal. With a man taking hostages at a St. Cloud bank, finally coming to a conclusion past 10. Blair, thank you so much. How did you first find out about the situation, and what was your initial reaction?
Well, thanks for having me, Chad. Good to be with you in your audience today. So many times, it started out as a 911 call of an unruly customer, which escalated, and shortly after, the branch manager had tried to de-escalate and calm this individual down and finally hit the panic alarm. And so now we've got a 911 call that there's a bank robbery in progress.
What is your first instinct then? What do you have to do? You have faced so many different scenarios throughout your long career in this, but a hostage situation in a bank just doesn't happen all the time.
No, it doesn't. And it's not the first time that that's happened in St. Cloud, but certainly not in a bank with that many people. And so obviously everybody's blood pressure goes up. But Chad, this is going to sound corny, but that's the reason we train. The best time to train for a crisis is before it happens. That's the reason that I try and make sure that my folks have all the equipment and resources and training that they need, so that when these things do happen, because we do train for them, that instinctively they're going to do their jobs. And, you know, the whole world saw yesterday, because a lot of it was live streamed, and I couldn't be more proud of the men and women representing the St. Cloud PD and the FBI, because this was a collaborative effort, and it's living proof of how things can be done and how they should be done, in my opinion.
This is an individual you have dealt with before. Could you elaborate on that a little bit, and whether that changed your approach knowing a little bit about this person?
Oh, man, Chad. Boy, it's an understatement to say that we've had numerous contacts with this person over the span of a decade, with a lot of violent crime. First of all, I don't know why this individual was on the street, but we'll set that aside for a second. But it certainly escalates things when you know that when the person you're dealing with is someone that you know or that you've dealt with, and you know what they're capable of and what they've done in the past. It certainly raises the bar, and everybody needs to be on their game. And it's about as unpredictable as any scenario that any of us in this field can encounter. And again, everybody rose to the challenge yesterday. And I'm so glad we had a peaceful resolution, particularly in the times that we're living in. Because believe me when I tell you, a crowd gathered. And sadly enough, it seemed like at some times during the incident, they were waiting for something awful to happen. I don't know if I'm right about that. And I hope I'm not, but, they were appreciative of our officers when they came over to move them back, to get them in a safer space. They didn't throw stuff at us. They applauded. And every time a hostage came out, they applauded. So it's just,
what made you feel that way? That your sense, and you're saying, well, maybe I was wrong, but your sense that maybe they were, looking for potentially a different outcome or concerned about what might happen?
Because we've seen it happen so many times before, and that's why I prefaced it by saying, I hope I'm wrong, and I'm glad that I was, but it just adds another element to the incident, because, you know, our first responsibility on a call like that, Tad, is preservation of life. And when you have that many people gathered, it's hard to keep everybody safe and keep everybody corralled and keep them in an area where no danger or harm will come to them. And so it's just something else you have to consider that you wish you didn't, but it's the world we live in. And so I'm grateful that those folks remain calm as well. And they were very cordial and very appreciative of our efforts.
Blair Anderson, the St. Cloud Police Chief, is joining us. It's 2:44. Chad Hartman here with you on CCO. We're talking about the hostage situation, which thankfully ended last night after 9 hours. Blair, how soon did the federal and state authorities arrive? And then how does it work in that chain of command? And, you know, who's taking charge? Does it really work that way? Can you find ways where you're just relying on your own expertise?
Well, they arrived immediately. Ironically, the suspect asked for the FBI. And the good news is that, you know, we have some agents assigned to the region, and they work out of our police department. So we have established and strengthened those relationships over the years. And so we weren't calling strangers, as it were, right? When he asked for the FBI, we picked up the phone and we called the agents assigned to that region, and they were there right now. The ASAC for the Minneapolis office and the SAC, the special agent in charge, were there in short order. And we liaised and we coordinated, and they had their tactical team and we had ours, and we switched over commands so that folks could get relief, and it was seamless. And so I know the narrative is that, boy, the feds don't play well with others, especially local agencies, but that's not the case with us. And we've used them on more than one occasion. And so it was just, again, another display of how seamless things can be when you establish those partnerships and there's mutual respect. And so that was never in question yesterday.
So you mentioned live streaming. How did that change this? Because you have no idea if the individual who has the hostages is also seeing this and may have more information that he wouldn't normally have unless he's also monitoring what he can't see outside, but he can because potentially he's online.
100%. Ding, ding. It's another challenge that's created for us, but it's part of the deal now, right? It's a huge security breach when people are live streaming things that we would rather the whole world not see in progress. For that very reason that you mentioned, right? Of course, if everybody else is watching, the suspect is watching. And so they've got vantage points on us where, you know, the element of surprise would be more beneficial to us. But, you know, we've learned to work around those things. And we did again yesterday. And so I think we've learned to just deal with that and not facilitate it, but not let it inhibit, you know, our efforts.
Let me ask you about the weapon or what was located, because I know today may have been you or may have been somebody else in the police department said that no firearm was located on the suspect or at the scene, but someone else from the bank itself said that he had some sort of weapon. Can you clarify that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, another element here is all kinds of things are happening at once, and folks are sending text messages and they're putting out their own narrative. And I had heard, I was in the command post all day and all night, but I had heard that it had been reported that those folks were being held at gunpoint. Now, throughout the incident, we couldn't confirm or deny whether this individual had a gun or had a weapon. And so because it's still an active investigation, I can tell you that, you know, after everybody was out safe and we had the suspect in custody, that we certainly did a search and a sweep of the building. It's a massive building, just to make sure that there was no weapons or people in there that we hadn't seen prior. And so as I talk to you now, nobody has told me that they found a gun or any other weapon in that building.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah. Boy, Chad, I need an easier question. On the one hand, yes, but not necessarily. Not necessarily, because, you know, there lots of things can be used for weapons, but we haven't found a gun as I talk to you right now.
Always appreciate it. I know you're extraordinarily busy with this case. Thankfully, your great work and everybody else's work prevented something that could have been a very serious tragedy. Blair, always appreciate your time. You know we'll reach out again.
Thank you, Chad. I got a quick story, though. I have to tell you this. I enjoyed your segment with Major Garrett so much. I knew there was another person who enjoyed torturing their kids and embarrassing them. And so I'm going to offer you this, Chad.
Yes.
One day, two of my sons were just insufferable. They were bickering. They were complaining. Nothing was right, even though they were living large. And so I figured I need to outsmart these clowns. I need to outwit them. I'm the dad. And so, Chad, I spent the rest of the day speaking to them in three-word sentences. Drove them nuts. Try it. It's easier than you think. Think about it.
That's probably the third reason why you have kids. You know, it's just to embarrass them and needle them. Listen, the joy and the memories that one and two, okay. But come on, if you can't needle and embarrass your kids, come on. I mean, there's something wrong.
Three-word sentences, Chad. It is easier than you think. You can answer.
I'm going to start
three words and give no information in the process. Drove them crazy.
I'm going to start at 3:04 today, sir. I promise you.
All right, Chad. Thank you for having
See
me.
See you, sir. Yep. Great as always. Police Chief for St. Cloud, Blair Anderson here on CCO. Tell me you love embarrassing your kids. Yes, we love them. Yes, it's the greatest moment of your life. But please tell me you enjoy embarrassing your kids. Quick text, 651-989-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.